10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A regular, and you know what? We got a good topic for you tonight. Why do men cheat? Men and their infidelity. Right, right, that's right. There's another relationship. So that's what we're talking about. With our wings, you know, getting others on the network with us. Come on out there, y'all. How y'all doing? It's wonderful. Hope everybody is doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Guest 3164 room already. Welcome to the show. That's what I'm talking about. I see we got on. And, we got a special guest host today that's going to be actually doing the show. And I'll just be like, making sure y'all do what y'all supposed to do, because that's what I am doing. So, because it's not sure. Anyway, so without further ado, let me bring the co-host in for the night and the man who will be eventually taking and the man who will be eventually taking over the show, Minister Willie Simmons.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear
hello?
You fine. We can hear you fine.
Sounds good. Just got a little bit of a delay, but that's all right. I'm really happy to be here. Mr. Talk, thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it. So let's go, let's go. Get fired up. I know you got a lively, lively audience, so I'm looking forward to it.
I hear what you're saying. Yes, we do have a lot. You know, they haven't gotten in yet, but I'm sure they will. Let's see, guest 3478, welcome to the show. We're in the chat room also. So, Minister, we're talking tonight about men. Now, why do men cheat? Infidelity? So, hey, this is your baby. This is your baby. So, I mean, you know, we're going to get the quotes of the day next show. Right now, special quote out there to them, you know, so we give people time to get in here. You know what's going on. So, but, is there anything you want to put out there as far as quotes of the day?
That's all right. Oh, a quote for the day. Uh-oh, wow. How about this one? Stop cheating. That'd be the quote for the day, right? Stop cheating. Stop cheating. Stop cheating. That's the quote. But that's all right.
All right. Y'all heard stop cheating. You know what? I got perfect song and it just happened to be a great question. I got so many folk chance to hear. So we lost him for a moment, so we can give him again. So without further ado, here it is, the song of the day. See y'all in a few.
Love and happiness. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love.
All right, y'all. Hey, we have a little technical difficulties, but hopefully we can solve some of our choppiness. Hopefully we got that under control. All right, our guest is, I guess, co-host is having a little bit of issue here right now with his phones, but we're going to be all right, y'all. We're going to be all right. And that was the Reverend Al Green. I guess he called himself Reverend now.
Anyway, with Love and Happiness, an old-time favorite. And it still sounds good, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Hey, we want to say thank you to Ngonye for letting me know about my sound issue. So hopefully we got that taken care of. And she's on the switchboard. And for anybody else out there listening, you want to be part of the show, no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. You want to be part of the chat room, no problem. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk and get in there, and let's have a great conversation. So I see our co-host is back, so let me bring him back in real fast. All right, Minister Signal, are you there?
I am here, sir. I am here.
All right.
Finally, look, I made it back
man.
In. It's all right. Had me worried for a minute.
Yeah.
I was like, good morning. But that's all right. That's all right. I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
Anxious to get in and do some little talking, some talking, get some ideas and some opinions out there.
Yes.
It'll be all right, all right.
Yeah.
But listen.
Well,
we question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Jumping on it.
No.
Looking at today, what I want to do is try to hit some points. I did a little research, been doing a little bit checking online, tried to talk to a few
right.
people, and
mm-hmm.
It looked like I came up with about four things that look like our primary reasons why men cheat. And I know we got some opinions out there, so I can't wait to hear them about whether or not they think it's true or not. So you can
mm-hmm.
help me. I know you got a few opinions there too, Mr. Talk. I know, right?
Yeah, I have a few. I have a few. But like I said, it's your show, man. I'm just here to help you out.
And I appreciate it too. Thank you. So when
all right, so
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go for
it.
It's on you.
One of the number one things that popped up on me, hit me right in my head, was they said boredom was one of the number one reasons that men cheat. Just plain and simple. They said they get bored with the life that they're living, get bored with what they're doing. What do you think about
uh-huh.
that? You think that's true? I couldn't believe it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard the same thing also. I mean, you know, that's what a lot of people say. You know, they get bored with, with the life, or they get bored with being married, or just bored with their
sure.
sex life. All together,
that's,
yeah.
That's
so I've heard that
that's
also.
It. And I guess
you know,
it's
and
sometimes.
What I was about to say, huh?
Yeah. Go ahead. I stepped on you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, but what I'm saying was, you know, and I talked to a couple of people today, you know, and they say a lot of times, you know, as men get older, you know, as they mature, you know, some of that gets out of their system. Now, how true is that? I don't know. And I was talking to a couple of young people, 24, 25 years old, you know, young ladies.
Yeah.
And that's the way, and, you know, and basically that's the way they felt. They say, you know, as the man is younger, he feels like there's no definition as far as a relationship. And when there's no
right.
definition, then, you know, they feel like it's more of, you know, I guess friends with benefits, and they can go out there and do what they want to. And this is from young people.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's what it is. And I think another thing, biggest one, is it looks like it's a lot of times that's what they saw. That's all they saw everybody else doing. That's what they saw either dad doing. That's what they saw mom doing. So they think it's okay. Acceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, that whole young life, they figure I'm young, I'm wild, I need to do what I want to do. Even if I am married, I need to go out there and get it from whoever I can. And then they want to realize
mm-hmm.
that sometimes when it's too late, the thing they should be doing. They need to be slowing it down. You know what I mean?
Right.
Diseases and things like that back to the house, like it's dangerous, you know?
Right.
It's so dangerous. Shame. But we got that. That's the biggest one. When I saw that, I was like, just because you're bored. Now, I got to also say, before any women call in and try to beat us up, anything we're talking about is not an excuse to cheat. We're not saying it's okay to do it. But we're looking for reasons why men tend to go out there and do it. Everybody understand? Just to be clear. Yeah, I know. I got my wife over here looking at me, so I got to make sure she knows. This is not saying any of these things are licenses. None of these are licenses to go out and cheat, but we're just talking about why people do, why they do what they do. That's it. Hopefully we get a chance to come back and talk about why some of the women go out and cheat. But today we're going to stick to the men. It's all right. It's all right.
You know what? That's a good show.
That's
a good show for next week right there. We attack the men
right
today
like
and hit the women. Right.
Moving up. Hold on.
That's it, huh? That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, and it's another thing. What somebody, they also talked about how can not the 80-20 rule. I heard somebody mention the 80-20 rule earlier today.
80-20?
And, you know, 80-20,
I remember that. But the first time I heard that was actually in a movie I was watching with my wife. It mentioned that 80-20 rule. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You got 80% good stuff right at home. But they'll leave all that 80 to go out there for that 20% out there in the street. That's crazy. So go ahead and take it. I couldn't believe it. That's true, though. That's true. That's what it is. It's like you get used to what you got at home sometimes. Something that somebody else come along, ain't cooking, ain't taking care of you, ain't going to be standing by you for the long haul. But they might look good in a pair of jeans. Might look good in a shirt. You know what I mean? Might have the makeup and the body. Just flight. And you want to jump ship for that. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous thing.
That's
a shame.
They want to jump ship. They want to jump ship. That's right. Okay, let me bring, I see somebody on the switchboard, so let me bring Miss Ngonye in. Ngonye, boy, I'm telling you, I have trouble with her name, and she knows I'm struggling with it. But let me bring her in because I know she always has some great insight, so I'm sure she may have some questions herself. Miss Ngonye, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You know, yes, I can hear you fine.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I was going to keep my mouth shut tonight since the subject was about men, and I was just going to listen. But well, it's all right since you invited me to say something. First thing I was thinking about was in Western society, they believe in monogamy, but it's a big lie. Monogamy is not natural to men in the rest of the world.
Right. Break it down.
Well, it's cultural conditioning. And so, I mean, if you look at some other societies, and then, you know, if you also take in consideration even here how many men versus how many women there are, you know, in some societies, like, for instance, in Senegal, the Muslim, they're 90% Muslim, they can have four wives. And the first wife has to approve the second wife. Everybody know about everybody, and everybody's living integrity instead of living lies.
So do you think that in our society right now, with our society not being built that way, do you think it contributes to the downfall of marriage when?
Absolutely, because people are not being honest. They're slipping and sliding. That's the name of the show tonight, Why Men Cheat, because monogamy is not normal to men.
That's not normal. That's true. But to me, it looks like, now when you look at it, for a man to go out there and say, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and cheat, or I'm going to go have a lot of different wives or a lot of different girlfriends, and being that that's not acceptable in our society, all that's going to do is contribute to the downfall of marriage and relationships in general.
Anytime you're not operating with integrity, that's going to cause some conflict somewhere, don't you think?
That's it. Yes, it would. And I think a man in our society now will be hard-pressed to find a woman who's just okay with him having multiple wives. Even in houses and wives, and you're talking to somebody who's been in Iraq, who's met a lot of different individuals, and I'm using Iraq as a culture where Islam is the predominant religion, where there's always seems to be jealousy between when it's one man and we've got multiple wives. There's really not a lot of harmony, even though it may look like it on the surface, even going back to the Bible. With Abraham, when he was married, there was jealousy between the women. So even though a man may have a desire to cheat, it doesn't seem like it's conducive to a harmonious atmosphere, even in those cultures sometimes.
Well, my ex-husband was from Senegal, and he shared with me that in their society, when his father had more than one family, that there was jealousy, just like you said. And the younger generation now so much doesn't have multiple wives, not because they can't, but because they had a responsibility to take care of all those families. And because of economic conditions today, they just don't have the resources to do, you know, to take care of all the different families. So he said that's the reason why his generation is not doing it so much anymore. But he did what you said. In his father's time, there was a lot of jealousy between even the children of the different mothers. So, but see, the difference is, though, that everybody's honest and they know what's going on. You still have you still have the same thing going on in this society where they're supposed to believe in monogamy, but you still have the same thing, don't you?
That's true. But you know what? I attribute that more so to a lack of self-control. Now, I'm not saying the temptation is not there. The temptation has got, I know for a fact it's there. There's always somebody out there that's going to look better than somebody that you with, somebody who try to make you pump you up, make you feel good, or like my wife says, they try to put in work. All right, it might be a lot of women out there, hey, how you doing? They want to go out of their way to speak and do certain things, but the key is you've got to say, if I made a vow to just you and only you, because our society is based on monogamy, even though we don't stick to it, like you said, a lot of people aren't honest, they do fall away from it.
Right.
If you made a vow and a pledge to that woman, then that's who you need to be with.
Well, I won't say any more because this is a male topic, so I'll leave it at that. You guys invited me to speak, and I did, and I'm going to listen.
Well, listen, we want to thank you very much for your input. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yes, we do. We love to hear that. For those just joining us, this is we have guest host, Willie Signal, and this is his show, y'all. This is what he's going to be doing on Thursdays on the Mr. Talk Show. And the topic tonight is, why do men cheat? Men and infidelity. Now, I see I got some Michelle came in, Octavia, Pianki, get on the line. You said that wasn't even, you know, you need to come on. The All Facts Show is in the house. You know, All Facts, and what he says is facts. So if you got some facts you want to bring, come on and bring it, Michael, because you
come
know
on,
I'm waiting on you. And
that's
I want
right,
to give a special
right.
shout-out to Trina Lee. Yeah, I want to give a special shout out to Trina Lee also. Welcome. It's been a while. Glad you can make it in today. All right, I think I done gave shout outs to everybody else. Now, you know, it was interesting. Yeah. All Facts said that they cheat because they are not honest. But y'all was talking about something right there that really, really caught my attention. And cheating, is it based on culture? You know, as she was saying, yeah. So, does culture play a big part in it, what is perceived as cheating and what's not perceived as cheating?
I think, you know what, that's a great question. And I would say a lot of what we decide is wrong or right is a lot of it's based on the culture or the way we were raised, the society that we're in. Certain things that may be acceptable, and, again, I got to go to the only other culture that I really got a chance to dive into thoroughly, in Iraq. It might be acceptable for to walk out in the street, the entire village, to discipline somebody. If somebody does something wrong, it's no problem. But any elder in that village smacking that person or that boy or that grown man in the face to fix that behavior, you try that here, you might have some issues. You know what I mean? So I guess we have to say, so it's going to be based on what's acceptable in a society and a culture that we live in. Is it okay for us to do certain things? No. Cheating is something that's frowned upon, despite the fact that it happens all the time. And everybody tries to act like they may be okay with it. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. A lot of women try to say, well, I know he's cheating. As long as he come home to me, I hear those words, but you can see the hurt when she gets those words or finds those messages or finds those texts out there showing that he's out there cheating. So definitely, even though we try to act like it sometimes, it's not a norm and it's not okay. And that's going by our society. But I definitely would agree with that. It's culture.
Okay. That'll work. I said gave shout out to Michelle, but hey, Michelle, how you doing? Thank you for joining us, Michelle O'Regler also.
All right.
See, Pianki in the chat room said about, because when y'all were talking, he was saying it's not true, and I asked him what was not true, and he said about the abundance of polygamy arrangements and not being happy or fostering jealousy. So does jealousy, that's a good one, does jealousy create atmosphere for a man to cheat?
Jealousy in general?
Is that, yeah, in general.
That's a good
reason why they cheat?
You know what? Personally, I wouldn't say that. I didn't see jealousy. I would see maybe jealousy could cause other issues that may cause the marriage to break up, which can kind of push both of them in opposite directions. But I don't really.
Right.
Unless you've got a different opinion. To me, I wouldn't say jealousy would be a cause for men to go out there and cheat. One thing that we did find, though, is while we're doing some polling, we found out that sometimes a man's a basic need to be respected. Right? Generally, that's like a basic need that men have. I want you to respect me. They want to be respected on their job. They don't want to be reviewed as marginal. So if they come home, they want their wife to respect them. So when they walk home into an environment where that's not there, only thing they may hear is going home. And again, ladies, don't beat me up. We're going to talk about what happens next week for the ladies. But right now we're going to talk about why men are cheating. Sometimes they say there's no respect at home. When you walk home, you walk in the house. If your wife is calling you, she's demeaning, she's calling you a dog, she's telling you you ain't worth nothing, you ain't never going to be nothing, I don't know why I married you, you ain't worth this and that. Then he goes out and goes to his job, and he hears from a lady at her job who's waiting in the wings, and all she tells him is how great he is, how good he looks in that suit, how nice he is, how smart he is, how the job couldn't make it without him. All of a sudden, he's getting from somebody else what he should be getting at home. So if you go to one environment, a lot of times men will go toward, well, somewhere that they're appreciated. Why do you have to think a lot of men while they're staying late at work, putting long hours in on a job, and they come home, the kids are disrespectful, the wife is being disrespectful. So the environment that they're drawn to is what? Where they're getting the respect. So that's another reason that men tend to cheat. I think we've been on for a little bit, and I think we hit about two of them, right, so far. We talk about that men need to be respected sometimes. So sometimes just having an environment, creating an environment where guess what, that man feels like he's valued by his wife. She says to him, honey, we need you. We're glad you're here. Making him feel that way, guess what, can be one way to stab off cheating and cut or close the door on those other women out there that may try to pull him away from where he needs to be. Again, it's not okay to cheat. But we're talking about why some men fall into that trap.
Okay.
I said, I got to keep it over here. My wife, she ain't trying to kill me. That's it. But that's
I
it.
Hear
that's
you.
True.
Now we've been talking about the secular part of it, but what does, the Bible say about cheating? Now, I know it says about, what are we talking about? What am I talking about? Adultery. Okay,
right.
But what about the single individual?
Right. Who, when you say, now you're saying when they're single and they're dating.
Yeah.
That?
You know, or they're in a monogamous relationship and, one cheats on the other. Because you got to really say, if you're supposed to be in a monogamous relationship, whether you're married or not, is that still considered cheating? Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
And that's a good point right there. The question would be, sometimes, a lot of times, people will paint the picture like this is an exclusive relationship, but they're still stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not that
right.
I ever did anything like that ever or nothing like that. But what happens is, plain and simple, if you're in a relationship and you're telling this person that I will be faithful to you, if you two come to that agreement, then that's what's got to happen. I mean, figure the honorable thing to do is to say, guess what? I'm going to honor this promise that you and I have. Do we find failings on both sides, with the men and with the women? Absolutely. Absolutely. We got people who sometimes just step out. Just say, hey, look, ain't no ring on my finger. Sometimes I'm talking to one girl at my job. She said very plain, hey, I'm not married to nobody. I'm like, but you got a boyfriend. She said, he ain't married. He ain't put a ring on me. What Beyonce say? If you love me, you should have put a ring on it, right? That's it. So you should have put a ring on it. So a lot of people say, if we dating, then guess what? There's no rules. We're dating is one thing. Married or engaged is something different. That's something completely different. So a lot of people, I guess it's up to those two, what kind of rules they lay down. Are they saying we're going to have that open relationship, or are we going to be faithful to each other? And then it's just up to them two to trust each other and to do what they're supposed to do. Doesn't always happen. But that's what we try to say, right? That's what we want.
Right.
That's it. Gotta get it.
That's a good one.
And just so much opportunity out there, which is crazy. Just on both sides of the fence, you know? So if you ain't got no self-control, it's like it always comes back to me, self-control. Opportunity is always going to be there. The question is, are you going to have enough character to say no? That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
Always
look out,
there.
Now.
That's true. Right there.
All right.
Now, I'm sorry.
I know you said you're good. I know you said you had some points you wanted to bring out, so the floor is yours. Go ahead. I'll just monitor your phone lines for you. Make it happen.
All right. That sounds good. All right. Another one that we run into quite a bit is it's always the grass is greener. As I was doing a little bit of research, it looked like as you're with your wife, you're with your spouse, you just see somebody else that you just plain and simple think they look better, think they're going to be treating you a little bit better, despite the fact that somebody's taking care of you, doing everything for you, helping you out, and this goes for the man or the woman. You've got a solid relationship at home. Somebody, you get sick, you got somebody there that's going to take care of you. You know if you're hurt, you're down and out, somebody there has got your back. But because the grass looks greener on the other side, sometimes we jump. As men, and some, that's a weakness. Because we're excited about what we see, men are visual creatures. So what we see out there sometimes, I think those low-cut shirts, those extra tight jeans, those eyes or that makeup, that look just so right. All of a sudden, he's looking over there. He got his eyes caught up. So you got to bring all that stuff in subjection to do what you're supposed to do and be faithful to that woman that you married. Not always hard. Not always easy. Not always easy at all. I wish I could see the phone lines in the chat room. No doubt, I bet they're saying some crazy stuff in there, right?
Well, I mean, the chat room, you know, all facts in the chat room. He said no one is forced to cheat. You cheat because you are thinking of self. Okay.
That's true. That's
I
a great point.
Man.
And cheating is a selfish act. As you said, it's all facts?
Yeah, all facts.
That's what makes them saying the name right. That's a great point right there. That's true. And it is, basically, it's just being selfish. It's simple as that. It's almost like you're ignoring that other individual, and that's whether or not you're married to them or whether or not you're in a relationship. That's whether you're married or whether or not you're in a relationship where you're just dating. It's plain and simple. It's just selfish. That's all it is. You're pretty much saying what that other person has, whether you know it or not, whether they know it or not, you're putting their needs, their desires, and their importance to you on a lower level than what you want personally, which is probably temporary for the most part. Most people who cheat don't stay in a relationship with that person they cheated with forever. It's just a temporary desire that popped up. They went out there, had a little bit of fun, 20, 30 minutes, hour. You crazy? About an hour or so, then you come back home. Pretty much that's it. A different story, then you, I mean, feelings get in it and everything else. The relationship is destroyed because you couldn't control yourself or, like Joseph, run, get out of that situation, turn your back on it and move out and get away from it. A lot of people do that, unfortunately. So that's true. That's great. Selfishness is the biggest thing. Nobody makes you cheat. That's true. Nobody does it. But there are reasons sometimes that men are pushed in that direction or allow themselves to be pushed in that direction. And it's not okay. I say it again. It's not okay. I said especially if you got that other person's feelings involved and now they're hurt. That's true. That's it. That's it. And we cannot have it. That's true. That's true. Another one we got here is sometimes that nagging. That's another one I heard. I was talking to another brother today. He said sometimes he comes home and he just gets nagged to death. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. He said, I just want to come home. I just want to relax. And he said he goes out. He may go out and all of a sudden he's talking to a woman and she's telling him, hey, just relax. Take off your shoes. Why don't you calm down? Does your wife appreciate you putting in work? And he fell for it. Fell for it. I ain't going to say your name, brother, in case you're out there listening. Fell for it. So the goal is we got to. I say you really got to watch your back. And if you kind of take yourself, most men don't think about this. How would you feel if it happened to you? If she was out there cheating with somebody else, now, most men can't even take that at all. A lot of women can deal with it sometimes. They say they get upset, but it can bounce back. A lot of men can't imagine that. Somebody else grabbing your wife. Somebody else running their fingers through your wife's hair. That's when you think about it like that, it'll help you stay in line a little bit. Do you want this to happen to you? When you think about that conversation you're having with that lady out there, do you want it? You want your wife talking to somebody like that? Would you want your wife going up to somebody else's face, getting in the car with somebody else, doing certain things you didn't think about before, what would happen if the roles were reversed? Sometimes we think about it like that,
right.
Keep us at a table, man. That'll help us, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would. All right.
Well, let me bring Mr. Allfax in, because I'm sure he has something he want to say. So let me bring him in also. Michael Allfax, Mr. Allfax, welcome to the show. How you doing this evening?
How you doing, Mr. Talk? My belly is full now. My belly is full now.
Uh-oh.
That's the second dinner. It's kind of late eating. That's my second dinner. I don't know what's going on.
Is
it the age or what? I don't know. I got to watch it. I'm almost hitting 40. That metabolism is starting to slow. What you think, Mr. Chuck? I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. You got to
What do you mean? You
that's
know, that's why
say.
I'm asking you. You know.
That's
why I'm asking you.
You got to keep working out. Got to keep working out, Michael. You know how they go.
I got to get them back. So, I got to get an old PT form, I guess.
But anyway,
real quick, I just wanted to say something and address another thing about cheating.
Yeah.
And maybe the gentleman can address this. See, you don't have to. You can be a single person and be a cheater. Because a lot of people mess with married women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just talk about married women. Married women, because we're talking about men tonight. If a single man is messing with a married woman, he is a cheater.
That's right. That's true.
And see, when you say that, people say, oh, no, it's the one. What I'm saying, in a triangle relationship, each person has a responsibility in that, even in that triangle, in that cheating situation. Each person can stop it at all. Each one of those people in that triangle can stop that cheating. So a lot of guys, they think that, oh, well, she's messing around and her husband's not cheating, right? I'm doing this. I'm really not cheating. No, you're cheating because she's not being honest with her husband. She's manipulating.
Right.
She's not communicating. She's going behind her back. She's handling her issue the way she wants it, the way she feels, which is selfish. Now, me, I'm not thinking of her husband. You know, who is this woman that's coming to me and telling me that she's married, and she's telling me how she is? She's telling me that she's manipulated. She's telling me she can't handle her business. She's telling me how she's resolving her issues by sleeping down with me. Now, I can't do that because I'm going to involve myself in something I don't want to, you know, get into, but it's dangerous like that. So you got to watch out this bit and little different, you know, people look at cheating in one way. No. It's what role you played in that triangle game. Yeah, that, that's all I wanted to add so far.
I hear you. That's all right. I appreciate that. And one thing I'll say is this. You're right about that. There is a responsibility on the part of everybody. But I say when a married person cheats with somebody who's single, that single person doesn't know. And I'll use, again, trying to keep it on the men's side. That woman may not know. She don't know that you're married. She does know that you're married. She doesn't have a responsibility to that spouse. The one who's married is the one that has that responsibility. So it's up to them to say, I'm not going to do this thing. Now, don't get me wrong. Is it cheating still? Absolutely. But I say those two people who are married, they've got the responsibility to each other. If they allow somebody on the outside, if they allow somebody on the outside who has no responsibility, no ties to anybody in there at all, inside of there, I believe that's the guilt definitely weighs on those two. And me being a minister, I got to say this. The two people that took that vow before God are the two people who are married. That dude, that guy on the outside or that woman on the outside that they both allowed in the middle, she's guilty as well for participating, but I believe that responsibility lies with that married couple.
Well, I understand what you're saying because that's the nucleus. That's the foundation.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. But also, that person, and I understand you're saying a lot of people don't know, but a lot of men do know. A lot of these women go back and forth, right, and they still mess with married women.
That's true.
But if we say that that person, that man that knows that he's cheating with that married woman, he has no responsibility in it,
oh,
in
no,
its
no.
lesson.
Oh, no, no.
I understand what you're saying. It's not, I say he does play a part. I'm
saying
once he knows that,
yeah.
he has a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has a situation where this woman right now, she's in total chaos and confusion. If
mm-hmm.
anybody cheats, a man cheats, he's in chaos, just like you
mm-hmm.
said, because he's not at home, he's not getting it right at home. His whole life
right.
is in chaos. He thinks he's cool because he's living two lives. He doesn't know who he is, but I'm just saying that to avoid conflict, and I've been in those situations, and I don't want to give him no more. If I have a married woman and she lets me know she's married and her plate is not clean, Michael has to look, I have to take responsibilities for her. Let this woman go here and leave her alone, man, because right now she's in chaos. She's not even
yeah.
settled now. She's not even
that's
ready
true.
For me. Her plate is not clean. So
that's
all I was saying, though, bro.
That's good.
Yeah. You're right, though. You're
that's
right.
That's great. That's great. Especially when we look at it, and given this military community, just because you said that about guys with married women, and they are cheaters as well. We have a lot, and the military community is bad. When these soldiers go away, sometimes we got so many people that are back here who wait for that. They can't wait for those men to take off on that plane and go to Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever. And it's almost like it's a saying among the single guys. You can tell when all the soldiers are going because all the wives in the club, all the wives are in the club hanging out, all the single guys are all over the town, all up and down.
Brother. I've been over
brother,
in the desert. I've heard
true.
All the stories, brother. Come on, we are.
You know,
no, we didn't hear them.
That's true. I'm just saying.
We heard them all the stories. So true.
That's
Dad,
very
so true.
Very true. But hold on. Let me bring this first-time caller in. I got a first-time
yeah.
caller waiting. He wants in on some of this. So let me
okay,
bring him
okay.
in. All right. First-time caller, welcome to the show. Let me show you some love there. Let me show you some love.
All right. Welcome.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller. I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
But I am a type of person who does dabble around. You know, I'm single. You know, I meet a lot of women. I tell them, you know, right away from, you know, before we even have a first kiss, that I'm not the type that's going to settle down with you. We may have a nice ride, but that's as far as we're going to go, the ride. It's not going to go any further. Now, some women accept the ride. Some women don't. It's their choice. It's the choice of the woman. If she could handle it, she could handle it. But some of them don't. You know, some have feelings. Some, you know, use the word love. You know, they never found a guy like this before. You know, it's weird. You know, I don't know how to explain it, but that's what I go through.
I hear you. And you're saying the women that you're dealing with, are they married or are they single women?
Oh, I get them all.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, the key is this. What happens is this. You're right. There are a lot of women who are looking for things. This is part of next week's show, but we might as well talk a little bit about it now, too. There are women who, just like men, sometimes aren't getting what they want at home. Sometimes they're not getting what they want at home, so they're open to a guy who may walk up. They could be just like the men. They could be bored. Somebody else, guess what? Your husband's not telling you you're beautiful. Your husband's not giving you the praise. He's not giving you the validation that you desire as a woman. You want to be loved. When you don't feel that, you meet somebody else who comes along and he's telling you, hey, you look good, you're beautiful, your husband's not doing the job the right way, and then guys like you are able to talk to him, right?
Exactly. And now, is it the man's fault or is it her fault?
This what
That's the question that should be thrown out there before anything starts.
And the key is this. What I say is this. If somebody is married, under no set of circumstances, as soon as you hear that somebody's married, and we're talking about from me, this is me, this is what I believe, when somebody who's married, as soon as you find out they're married, they should be off limits. Because that means that she's made a vow to somebody else. Even if she's saying, I'm open to the fact of it just being a ride, for the most part, I'll say. All right? Just a quick adventure. You and I are going to get together. I'll come see you. You come see me a couple times. I'm not trying to settle down with you. This is just for the fun of it on the side. What that's doing is, I mean, it's going to come back around, period. I mean, you figure what goes around comes around. when you are ready to settle down, you may run into a situation when you're paying for some of the things that you did in the past. But the goal is, I think it is. I think it's both people. Just like Michael said, Mr. Allfat, he said plainly, it's two people's fault. When you know that the person is married, they know they're married, and you enter into that relationship anyway, both of you now playing a dangerous game, a very dangerous game. So I say the fault, did she make the vow? Absolutely. But I still believe that the fault rests with both of you. I believe.
But, you know, people don't honor that vow, and it's sad. Back in the 50s, there was love. Nowadays, it's just options. I could go this route. Or, you know, they're trying to make shortcuts, I guess you could call it.
That's it. And that's true. I think a lot of times we look down on the way things used to be in the 50s, but all we have to do is look at how solid a lot of those marriages were and how long a lot of those marriages stayed together. When we got up until nowadays, things changed. That's right. Hey, I married you, but I'm only with you for either a financial setup. Hey, we'll make a nice kid. We got married for the wrong reasons, but we can stay together. So you cheat, I cheat, we all cheat. The kids see it. They grow up. They decide it's okay. It's what mom and dad did, so I'm going to have my girlfriends. You can have your boyfriends. And the whole idea of marriage and what it's supposed to be is obliterated. And you're right. And because it is, it's just that easy. There are a lot of women, just like there are a lot of men, who are wide open to cheating with no problem. They don't want to get caught. Nobody says, hey, my husband was okay with it. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody because there are some. But a lot of times it's still sneaky, still behind doors, still hiding and sneaking around. But, yeah, wrong, wrong, wrong. But it happens all too often, as you said. That's true. So true.
Hey, let me bring another first-time caller in.
Okay.
We're going to bring Lady T in the house.
All right. So let's get in there.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the room.
Thank you.
I have a question, though, sir. Shouldn't that also count for if you're in a committed relationship? Not necessarily married yet, but you're in a committed relationship. Shouldn't both parties be, you know, off limits to anything else? Trying to be involved with anybody else, too?
And that's why I was saying earlier, I really believe that even if you're in a committed relationship and you two have looked in each other's eyes and you both said very plainly, we will be faithful to each other. Are you married? No. But you're saying, I will not sleep with anybody else. She says, I will not sleep with anybody else. Both of you need to abide by that if that's the rules that you set down. That's the truth. And unfortunately, yes. So to answer your question directly, I say 100% yes. If both of you have agreed to say, in old school they used to call it going steady, but yeah, like if we say it's just me and you, nobody else, you're my girlfriend, you're my boyfriend, nobody else, then that's what they need to stick to. But again, that's a call that's going to have to be made by the two of you together. A lot of times it comes up one-sided when one person is saying, hey, look, I ain't messing with nobody else, and the guy says, well, I ain't saying that. Or the girl says, I never said that. So the goal is to make sure that that's clear from the beginning, all right? You got to lay it out plain and simple. Don't just say we've been together for 6 months, so we're faithful to each other. No, you need to bring that out to the table and say, I don't want you with anybody else, and I won't be with anybody else in order for that to work. No assuming, no guessing, because I guarantee you somebody's going to get hurt when you do that.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes.
Nobody does that no more. Like, nobody has that real feeling of love. Because, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're in love with somebody,
that's
the first thing you think of is her.
Right.
Or, you know, whoever. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
You have that feeling of, you know, like you have to take care of that person.
Right.
It's that... that bond that you want to be there for that person. But nowadays it's just, my old lady, she looks, you know, beautiful. She has a big butt and big tits, and, you know, I'm only with her because of that. You know what I mean?
All right, and you're right. Unfortunately, you're right. A lot of times that's exactly what is dwindled down. But I can tell you for a fact, sir, love does exist. I'm looking at my wife right now. I absolutely love my wife. Just like you say, we've been married for 13 years. When I wake up in the morning, I truly am thinking about this woman, 100%. I'm not just saying that. When I'm out, I'm talking about my wife. When I'm at work, I'm really thinking about my wife. And that's not obsession, but it's truly love does exist. The goal is we have to find the right person. Would that be the case had I married somebody else? Maybe not. Maybe not. But I think really it is. When you find that right person, I think that's the key that makes it so much different than when you get married for the fact that she looks good, her butt looks good, her sex is good. And I've talked to a lot of people who got, a lot of women especially, who got married because the guy was amazing, they said, and dead. He can make me feel so good. They were young. They got married based on that, not realizing that that goes away eventually. All right? He might not be as attractive to you no more. You might not be as attractive to him. His six-pack can turn into one pack and it's hanging down over his belt, and you still ain't feeling the same way as you used to. So your marriage is going to be based on more than that. But I'm telling you, love is out there. It does exist. It really, really does. But the goal is you got to find it.
Hey, how you doing? Well, the love nowadays is manufactured. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Okay, great. Manufactured by?
What's it? It's manufactured by little things, people's desires. It's not what people's feelings now. It's like, a girl sees a guy with a nice car. She's trying to get with him so she can, be in that car. It's not like, oh, I like him because, he's got a degree in science or, such and such. You know?
Let me tell you,
that means she's materialistic.
Right,
she should be trying to look inside and find out what's in his heart, in his head,
Let me say this. If we look at our society in general, everything we look at, everything that we see on TV is all geared for commercialism. They try to set an ideal of what's good, what's successful, what they try to objectify women. All you got to do is look at a lot of music videos, and that's no matter what kind now, country, rap, rock, everything. Whatever you're looking into, you're seeing the girls with the tight clothes on, wiggling a booty, so girls are saying that's what works. That's what I got to get. The man that I have to go for has got to be somebody who's successful. It could be a good man who's working at McDonald's. He could be a good man, got a lot of drive, but a lot of people walk right past him because of where he works right now. They don't take the time to get to know that man. And there's a lot of women and a lot of men who do the same thing. It could be a really good woman who might be overweight. It could be a really good woman who might not look the best right off the bat. A lot of times, because of our superficial society, they won't even take the time to get to know her, but they'll go after a woman who's rude, disrespectful, just because her chest is big, her butt is big, and she know how to walk, know how to talk. And it's sad. You're right. And our society is kind of dominated by that. That's why it's almost rare now to find a good marriage or a solid relationship that's really built on love, like you said. But it can be found, but it does take some looking. It really, really does. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to bring some issues about, we're talking about cheating, and you were bringing up the Bible. I hear you. You're quoting the Bible a lot. And I just wanted to get some, because adultery is cheating, correct?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. And the Bible speaks about, are you familiar with Mark 10?
Mark 10?
Yes.
What about it?
In the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Well, it speaks about, what it says here, and it says, anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery.
Yeah, what he said was, if you put away your wife and you marry another, committeth adultery against her. That's if you get rid of her, put her away. And you're right. That's what the Bible does say. That's what it believes. It says if you get a divorce, this is what the Bible says about divorce. Except for the cause of adultery, there shouldn't be a divorce. That's what the Bible says.
Mark and Luke, it doesn't say that.
This is what Jesus said. Jesus said very plainly. He said Moses, because of the hardness of his heart, he allowed him to get a divorce. He said that's what the Father did. The Father allowed it to happen, and because of the hardness of the people's heart, they allowed for divorce. That's what they allowed. Jesus said, I say to you, that whoever puts away his wife except for the cause of adultery commits her to sin, causes her to sin. And we're looking right at Matthew. You're referring to Mark 10 and 11. Mark 10, 11 and 12.
Right, and even if you go to Mark 5. Right, and I understand, and when you go to Mark 5, because both of the scenes in Mark and Luke, they don't say anything about unless he commits adultery, because you know, I don't know. I mean, some adultery can be forgiven. So I mean, when it says harden of the heart, it means that he
wait a minute. How can some adultery be forgiven? Adultery is adultery.
Well, no. And this is a very good point. Listen, if my wife commits adultery, I can forgive her. No man can say I'm stupid. I can forgive her. So adultery can be forgiven. That means if I'm forgiven, my heart isn't hardened. But I'm just going back. But let's stay focused. Right. But see, Mark and Luke doesn't talk about whether if she commits adultery, he commits adultery. And my whole point is, do you have to take, since you're bringing up this Bible, do you have to take that into consideration when you're dealing with someone? Did they get a divorce on your quote-unquote right terms?
When you say that,
you're bringing up the Bible, right?
Okay, good. Now, when you say the terms, you mean as far as what? Because if we're talking about this society.
If she gets divorced because her and her husband disagreed and they never cheated, technically, is she still married? Now, I'm just going by Mark and Luke. It says not, but Matthew says, well, you can get out of a divorce if you commit adultery. But Mark and Luke does not include fornication. Mark and Luke just clearly says, you know, you can't divorce him. And then even says his disciples asked him about this again because they didn't understand. He says anyone who divorces, and that's what they said. So I was just saying how that, that's something that you have to look out. Right. You have to ask somebody, you know, why did you get a divorce? Why is that? And so you won't be a cheater or what have you?
This is the key. Ideally, if we're following the Bible to the letter, which is what we should do, if it's not for adultery, yes. The Bible says, and it came out of Jesus' mouth, he says, the cause of her to sin. He said it should not be done except for the cause of adultery. Does it happen in our society? Absolutely. Absolutely. But see, that's the beauty of being able to ask for forgiveness. Mistakes are made constantly. We sin all the time, every day. And I can tell you plain and simple, if you're just taking the Bible at the plain letter, it says if you get a divorce and it was not for adultery, then that's wrong. It should not happen. But does it happen every single day, all day, in the pulpit, out the pulpit, in church, out the church? Because our society now is not based on the Bible. What we do sometimes with the Bible is we cherry pick. The goal is, you see a lot of people, they say, guess what, I'm going to stay anyway. And we got people right now who are in marriages. Remember,
hello,
some
661?
Hello?
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 Yeah, we hear you. We hear you, bro.
Okay, all right. I thought it disappeared.
Yeah, everyone's still here, sir.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm sorry. I thought we got cut off. But what I'm saying is this. What happens is this. In our society, because a lot of times we got people getting married to people they should have never married in the first place. They got married based on the wrong thing. And it all fell apart anyway. So ideally, you're right. Can you forgive somebody who commits adultery? Absolutely. Do you have to get divorced? Just because they committed adultery, no, you do not have to at all. No, you don't, under those set of circumstances. Oh, hold on, let's see. I'm sorry. I'm looking at, okay, all right. I'm looking at some of the comments in the chat room. Okay, but anyway, get what you were saying, Michael. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. Plain and simple, and I'm trying to make sure I got your solid question. Was it a question or were you making a statement? Cutting in and out a little bit.
I want to clarify something.
we never got a clear definition of what cheating is. So can you kind of give us an example of what cheating is so everybody understands what we are actually talking about? You know,
that's
we
should
be just at the beginning.
Yes, we did. You're right. Thank you. Okay, so what we can call cheating. One, our basic idea of cheating is you went outside the mask and you had sex with somebody else. All right? That's one way of cheating. Cheating can also be you're carrying on a relationship with somebody else. It doesn't even have to go to sex. Did you go past an emotional point with somebody else? Are you sneaking around on the phone? Are you sneaking around with these meetings? Even if you're not having sex, did you have an emotional affair with somebody else? That's cheating. Did you step outside of what you guys agreed to as a marriage? When you said to each other, guess what, you're going to be my primary, I'm not talking to anybody else, there won't be anything romantic for somebody else. If you're flirting with other people, guess what, some people will say that's cheating. I'd definitely like to hear some opinions on that one.
I don't agree with, you know, you sleeping with another woman. Or flirting, cheating. But what I'm saying is sleeping with other women and stuff like that, I don't see that as cheating.
So
only on the basis. Even though me personally, if my woman did that to me, I'm going to keep her up. But what it is, go on, bro.
I'm sorry. You're kind of breaking up a little bit on me. Go ahead, say it again.
Am I breaking up?
Uh-huh.
Am I breaking up? Am I still breaking up?
There you go. I got you clear now. I got you percent clear. Can you please just start from the beginning for me, if you could?
Yeah, I was just saying. You can hear me, right?
Yes, I got you now.
Yeah, I was just saying that I don't class, you know, if a man's sleeping with another woman and he's just doing it for sex, I don't class that as cheating on your woman. You understand? Because you're not getting ahead of anyone, you know? I'm not getting anything, you know, it's just sex. You understand? Now, for you to say I'm cheating, that's for me to get one over on someone. You understand?
So what you're saying is if you've pledged yourself to your wife, are you married, sir?
No, I'm not. But I've got my queen, though. I'm just trying to say, I'm just trying to say that if I slept with another woman, I don't do that, but I'm just trying to say that.
That you wouldn't consider that cheating.
I don't have the time. I don't have the time. You know, I don't have the time to cheat on my woman, but I'm just trying to, I mean, to sleep around. But what I'm trying to say, I don't really class it as cheating on the basis that I'm always going to come back to her. Do you see what I'm saying? If I go to sleep, you know, some guys, they sleep with other women, right? While they've got their queen. But their intention is to go back to their woman. See, they ain't got no intention of staying with these women. These women, they just use them for sex. That's it. Now, cheating when that man is doing things for his mistress that he wouldn't do for his queen.
So it's okay if the woman that you're with sleeps with somebody else as long as it's just for sex. You're okay with that?
I'm gonna see that as a straight betrayal anyway. I'm gonna kick her up. I'm not trying to say I'm gonna let her off the hook for that, because I just can't take them things. But I'm just saying, in the reality of things,
You're saying if it's just sex, it's not cheating. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, so you're okay with a woman that you're with. If it's okay, if it's just sex with you, it's okay. A woman that you're with, all she does is go out and have sex with somebody else, and it's just sex.
Okay. No, it's not that's okay for it. I'll flip my lid. I'm just saying
so that's what I mean.
Doing it, but I'm just trying to say, me being if I look at it holistically, even I can't stand that. A woman couldn't do that to me, and I'm going to keep her around. No way. I'm just trying to say, on a holistic level, me looking at it overall, the fact that she's still back to that man, or the man cheating on his woman, what you lot would class as cheating, he's sleeping with other women, and he goes to his woman every night, I don't see that as cheating. He's just going to her for sex. He wants fresh pom-pom, fresh, you know.
And this is the key. The reason why they call it cheating is because the woman that you're with is not going to be okay with you saying, I'm only going to her just for sex. I'm just on, even though there's no emotional attachment, as men, yes, a man can definitely do that. A man can go out, sleep with this person, have zero emotional attachment to them, and it just be sex. But I don't believe the woman that you're with. Now, there are some out there that wouldn't care, but I guarantee you there's going to be few and far between that's going to be okay with you doing that and not consider you as a cheater.
Well, it goes down to the man and the woman. It goes back to the man and the woman's nature. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying that the man can do that because we got a colder personality. The woman,
right.
She can't. If she lets someone in. Remember, when a man's having sex, he's he's giving. The man's the giver, the woman's the taker.
Right.
So she's gonna be more attached to that to that man. Any man that a woman sleeps with, she's gonna be attached to that man. A man can sleep with a woman, right? And a man can sleep with a woman and have no emotional attachments to her. Just like a man can be his, most men, you get more men who masturbate than you have women.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that a man's got,
men are, because men are sexually driven. I mean, you figure we got a lot of stuff that's demanding to be released immediately, 24/7, ready to go. Rah! So what happens is, of course, men are more sexually driven, definitely, 100%. More sexually driven than women, definitely. So usually when a woman goes out, men usually, the basic thing is men are looking for quantity, and women are usually are looking for quality. Now, of course, that's a generalization. There may be some differences. But a lot of times the average man is saying, how many women can I get? And the average woman is saying, can I find somebody who's quality? All right? And a lot of times with that being the mindset, sometimes when you get married and you haven't said, I need to change that, some man gets married and he says he doesn't need to change that or hasn't taken care of that, then you're going to have some problems in the marriage. And to me, the mindset that you have right now, you're not married right now, are you?
No, I've got my queen. I'm just saying that, I'm just saying that if I love my woman. I'm just trying to say that, I've done it to females in the past, I've slept around constantly, but all it is the fact that I'm always going back to that woman. I don't want none of those. I will leave if the female that I'm with found out about these other women that I'm sleeping with. I would leave all of them and be with my missus. You see what I'm saying?
But see, that's why I call it cheating,
nothing.
Though.
It just doesn't
that's
mean
why
I don't see it as cheating because I'm not getting nothing over. Who am I getting something over? I'm not getting ahead of my queen, am I? I don't see it. That's why. But when I start, this is cheating. When I start taking her information,
right?
I start using I start dealing with the emotions where I'm getting emotionally attached to this mistress. When I'm spending, I know Negroes who spend that they get emotionally attached to their hoes, the women that their mistresses.
Right.
So they're spending
exactly
more money. They will spend more money on their mistress than their own woman.
And that's true.
That's
and
cheating.
The key is this. That's cheating also, and I would call that cheating also. But the key is you got to remember this. If you're in a relationship and you're saying, I don't want her to find out about these other women that I'm sleeping with, that's cheating. Because you're saying, if you're saying to her, hey, I want you to know that I sleep with other women. If you're telling her that right up front, hey, I sleep with other women, then it's okay. If you're telling her that right up front and she says she's okay with it, then you're no longer cheating because you're making it plain to her what you're doing. The fact that cheating is something underhanded, the whole concept is something underhanded behind closed doors that you're hiding or keeping away from your emotional other, the person that you're attached to.
Okay. All right. I like that. But let me bring Yankee.
No, I don't agree with that.
Hold on, Supreme. Hold on for a minute, Supreme. We'll get back to you. But let me bring on Pianki in right now. Pianki, your mic is open. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I had a question to ask. Your guest was mentioned that when one partner go out and get attached to another individual, that is cheating. Is that right?
You didn't come across real clear. Can you say that one more time for me, please?
Saying that if she goes out and get with another guy, leaving her husband at home,
right,
you call that cheating?
Absolutely.
Well, what happens when he goes out and gets with another guy, leaving his guy at the house?
You said when he gets with another guy?
Yes.
That would be no difference. If you're in a monogamous relationship, monogamous relationship, and both of you...
So if it was same sex, the same rules apply?
This is what I'm saying. Me personally, the minister, obviously, I don't agree with that particular lifestyle, but I believe wholeheartedly if you make a vow to an individual, whether that person is same sex or not, if it's the same sex or not, and you make a rule and you make a vow to that individual saying, I will not sleep with anybody else while we're together, whether you're leaving to go with another woman or you're leaving to go to another man, either way, you're cheating.
But brother, even but homosexuality is against Moses' law, brother. That's not Moses' law. Homosexuality ain't Moses' law. You shouldn't be.
Well, that was my next question. What's the consequences for this cheating?
They ain't Moses' law, brother.
The consequences for cheating. Now, if we're going to go biblically, we can say plain and simple, you're committing adultery, which you're committing a sin. Is it unforgivable sin? Is it impardonable? Absolutely not. Thank God for what Jesus Christ did for us when he died on the cross. There is no sin that you can't bounce back from except for rejecting Jesus Christ. Is it impardonable? Absolutely not. What it does do is it destroys the fabric of your relationship, because how can I trust you when I know that you've cheated on me by going out there sleeping with somebody else and you got caught once? You went out there and cheated with somebody else, or every time you leave now, my question is, where are you going? So the fabric of our relationship has now been destroyed, and it has to be mended, and that can only be mended with time and forgiveness. And even then, there's still a question sometimes that exists throughout the entire relationship. So that's the damage that it does, and that's the consequence. And that's even if it doesn't go as far as saying, I want a divorce. But what you've done is you've damaged the trust, which is one of the main things that hold the relationship together.
Brother, the only reason why I'm seeing it like that, right, is if we look at the natures of the man and the woman, it's mainly men who sleep outside of his house.
There are more men that cheat than women.
Exactly. And the woman can be loyal. I don't really hear women, too often. I see women trying to change the way they look just to suit their partner that they've been with for 20, 30 years. And now if a man will just go out and sleep with another woman. You see what I'm trying to say?
You're right.
So I'm going by the nature of the woman why I say that. You know, if a woman sleeping with another man, I'm just saying we can know that she would have to be emotionally attached to this guy. I know full as a man that I can have there's women that I want to have sex with. I've wanted to have sex with in the past, but it was never. Once I had sex with them, straight after, had bust my nut, I didn't want to be around her no more. I just wanted to go.
That's the problem, and that's the key right there. Which means you're not in a committed relationship.
Right. Exactly. I want to ask you a question.
Hello. Go ahead, please. Question.
Yeah, you brought up something about emotionally cheating. Can you elaborate on
emotional cheating? I knew you was coming.
Exactly.
I saw you in the chat room. I got you. Okay,
yeah,
this is me right here. When I say emotional cheating, this is what I call it. If I'm with a certain relationship with my wife, I'm sharing my dreams with my wife, and all of a sudden you can get to a point where you take another woman and you're sharing with her almost like you do your wife. You're beginning to think of her when you get up in the morning. You haven't touched this woman, but
that's
you allow her into a place that you had reserved for your spouse, which means you're sharing now with her things that you're not talking to your wife about. All of a sudden now, I haven't touched you, I haven't had sex with you, but my heart is wrapped up in you now. You're going beyond the point of a friend to me. Now it's something else, and you can always tell right then when you cross that line. And that's what I call, guess what, you've emotionally engaged in an affair.
That's right,
You put your heart with another woman. That's an emotional, and you engage in an affair. You're guilty.
That's right. You're right.
Well, I agree with that. See, I've stated before that when I get married, I'm as far as me being a male, I'm her only male best friend. I mean, she's not going to call a
best
male. I mean, if it's not a if it's not a family member, if it's not a schoolmate, she may be trying to get some, you know, a group something
right.
or work, talking
yeah.
about work. Other
that's
than that, I should know that person too. He should be my friend. Any male friends that she has, they should be my friend because and because, like you're saying, if she's emotionally going through something, you know,
right.
she should come to me first. It should be that
that's
communication.
It.
She shouldn't be going back and asking another male to console her emotionally about something if she's not going to come to me first. I understand
But, brother,
that.
Hear what I'm saying to you,
now,
though, brother,
now,
all facts. I don't agree with that. I don't like that. I'm saying if he's going to be my friend, he has to stay away from my woman at that moment. You understand? I don't want my woman dealing with no man unless it's business.
No. What I'm saying is if my wife has any male friends, that male friend is my friend. For instance,
let's say
she may have a male friend on a coworker. Maybe I'm married. She may have a male friend coworker that he's married. We might go on a double date together. There's nothing wrong with that. But
exactly.
I'm going to know that friend. She's not going to hide that.
And
do you understand what I'm saying?
And it should
right.
be the same thing with you. The same thing
exactly.
with you.
Exactly.
This is one key to tell if something's wrong. If you're uncomfortable with that woman being around your wife, then things may be a little crazy. If you're
there you
if,
go.
Your wife, if there's a
He's
guy
mad.
Who's there, if there's a guy who's there, and all of a sudden you're uncomfortable with this guy being there, why? You feel like something's wrong. Well, guess what? You may have crossed the line with this individual. It shouldn't be, and a key is to put the brakes on when you feel it going too far. Just like
but
you,
brother,
I'm not going to say that you're not going to be attracted. You're going to be attracted to people. The goal
Amen.
Is you don't act on it. You say,
Amen.
Okay, guess
right,
what?
But you
I
can't let that
go
into jealousy. Right, but see, that's
exactly.
why we have to have communication and be open because that can turn into that false, because it may be a false perception and it can turn into jealousy. Because
exactly.
if I start
and that's why
a,
you
a business
kill
with, right, because if I start a business with a individual that may be a woman or an investor, what have you, my wife
right.
has to understand that this is about business. Everything has to be in its own realm because the communication is the key.
Exactly, and the key
you know?
Is, and that because and you said that, and that's a powerful point. The goal is to make sure that your wife is comfortable. She needs to understand that, guess what, this is nothing more than a business relationship. And
that's
you should
right.
be going because that wife has got to be the primary relationship above the business, above anything else. You've got to say, guess what, I want her to understand that this is nothing between us. This is just business. So you make sure she understands that. And you also make sure that woman knows that. The same thing. So it's good. That's a good point, Michael. That's good. Great, great. But that's the key right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I really believe wholeheartedly that there are more than mated sheep. Absolutely. We're not just talking about sex. Just to go back to our original definition, we're not just talking about sex. You can get into a relationship emotionally that's too far, that you should not be moving down a certain path with a male or male. You could be stepping outside of your marriage to go to a man. You could be stepping outside of your marriage to go to a woman. If you're into a homosexual relationship, guess what? That's still cheating. The goal is if you're violating the trust of that other individual to whom you're married to or to whom you're in a monogamous relationship with, you're cheating. You're doing something underhanded. And that's not
yeah,
favorable
sometimes,
to the relationship.
Brother, sometimes, brother, a man will not say because he loves his woman. You know, so we got to understand that one there as well, you know. That's
you
why
he
won't just go
yeah.
and do his thing. You got a lot of
well,
men who go and go get prostitutes, go strip clubs, you know,
right.
You know. And they don't
that's
tell
a, that's
woman,
dangerous behavior sometimes.
They love their woman. Yeah, a lot of these niggas are doing this shit nowadays, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
that's
the
true,
strip club.
Let me ask you another question about cheating. Do you think there's a difference from a woman catching a man cheating then versus a man saying, you know what, she don't really know. I'm going to go ahead. It was a one-night fling. It's a thing. It's on me. Look, baby, this is what I did. Do you think there's a difference, you know, when it comes to that?
No, she has to get
how should we resolve it, though? How should we resolve?
This is what I believe. I believe wholeheartedly that it's always better when you come clean.
It's
right. Just telling somebody up front, if you're telling them first, and the way I look at it is the same thing I do with my children. It's one thing if I catch them doing something wrong. It's something else
exactly.
If they come up to me and say, Dad, in school today, I got into an argument. I said something I wasn't supposed to say to the teacher. Well, guess what? That shows that child is to me, I blew it, and I'm going to let you know about it. I'm just not going to let you find out about it. The same thing with cheaters. It does it make it okay? No, not at all. It's still probably going to go down. It's going to be some arguing, going to be some fighting. Who knows? Depending on the type of woman you got, might be some furniture moving in there. But the goal is, I guarantee you, it would be better to say, I heard it from you versus me finding out on my own. You see what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Hello?
Because I've always said that if a woman, it's a much difference. I mean, because if you catch him cheating, he doesn't know who he is. If he comes to you, he's coming with his heart. He's sincere. But if you catch him cheating and he says, "Oh,
right.
I want to stop cheating," now you're changing his image for you. I heard some women say, "Well, if my man cheated for me to forgive him, he's going to have to do these things for me in order for me to forgive him." I said, "Oh, that's crazy. You're trying to change his image. He hasn't stopped cheating. He's only doing it temporary.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
So,
a lot of times, it's personal, though. That's right. They don't deal with the actual behavior. What caused the cheating? A lot of times they don't get to the root cause of that, and that never goes away. Say, and I'll just go back to one of my examples. Say if he's got a problem with not feeling like he's being respected at home. Well, she catches him cheating. So what happens is what? If it still goes on, the problem is still there. He says, okay, I won't cheat again. And he doesn't for a little while, but then all of a sudden he goes into another trap. Somebody else out there talking to him, somebody else getting in his ear, and he winds up cheating again. The goal is to get to the root cause of why it happened and then trying to fix that. Otherwise, you can just stop it, and then what will happen is it's still right there. The problem hasn't been dealt with.
Mr. Signal. With you saying that, how many times should you forgive?
How many times should you forgive?
If they do it, okay, right. you talk through it, you get through it, you get through the situation, everything else, and then, just like you said, they stop it or whatever else at all, but then you find out maybe a month, a year, whatever later, they right back to doing it again. So
how many times do you forgive? And this is what I say, personally, that's going to be a personal choice between how much you're willing to take. If you know you're dealing with an individual and you firmly believe that that person has made a mistake, and when I say a mistake, I know that sounds funny because, I mean, how do you accidentally fall? But the goal is if you know your spouse and you're saying, guess what, I believe that they're going to change this behavior, and they change it. If somebody says that I'm going to make this a pattern of life, I would not suggest for any person to stay involved in that. If you see for a fact they're saying, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, you caught me, I'll stop. And they go back to doing it again. Oh, you got me, I'll stop. If it becomes a pattern, at that point you've got to make a decision. Do I want to stay in a relationship where I'm constantly in a position where I don't trust this man? Why? Because every time he leaves the house, I don't know where he's going. Every time he picks up the phone, I have no idea who he's talking to. I've got to follow him. I got to tail his car. I got to put bugs on his phone. If you got to do that, that's no way to live. I would say plain and simple. Some people will say one time. What I say is what can you take? Or do you really believe that he'll stop the behavior or that it changes? The same thing for a man. Do we believe it's something that should keep going or should we just let it go? And the question is, so that's going to be a definite personal decision. But I say don't be anybody's
brother, we got to blame society. You understand? For the black man being so promiscuous. For the black man being so promiscuous. The society is what is the devil's in control of. That's what we're talking about, the elite. You understand? It's the society.
Because
when you got women out there half dressing half naked, and that's the law. A woman can walk up, as long as she's covered, she covers her vagina and her breasts, that's the law. She can go up and down on the street however she wants. And with those things in our faces all the time, it's just constant. It's a constant fight. not to even do anything, you know? You see what I'm trying to say?
And that's the key right there. That's when self-control comes in. You have got to exercise self-control. As a man, it's plain and simple. There's going to be temptation out there. The same thing when you walk into a store and you don't have any money. There's temptation out there. If you're hungry, you want to try to steal, the temptation is there. The goal is you got to exercise self-control. Some people say, I wouldn't dream of doing that. It's got to be the same thing. Yes, she may look good walking down the street with everything hanging out, but the goal is you got to say, I won't touch it. I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to do that to my spouse or to the individual I'm committed to. So that's the key. It's just plain old self-control. You got to do it. Hello? Are we still there? We still there? Everybody still there?
I'm here, brother.
Okay, I got you. Okay, but listen, I understand what you're saying, but the goal is this. That's the key right there. When you keep it at the mind, when you say self-control, you got to do it. It's as simple as that. You got to exercise it. It's as simple as that. If you don't, what's going to happen is this. Every relationship that you get involved in is going to end in disaster. You're going to find that one woman that you really love, somebody who really loves you, somebody who really wants to take the time to invest in you, and with you and all your mess, and you'll ruin it by you doing the wrong thing. By you going out there cheating, by you doing the wrong thing. So I'm definitely going to tell you, it may seem like it's fun now, but what will happen is you're setting yourself up, you're establishing a pattern of behavior that's going to ruin a future relationship that you really will value enough to stay faithful to. Okay?
Hey, you don't know what you've got until it's gone, isn't it, brother?
Say it again?
I said you don't know what you've got until it's gone.
That's true. That's 100% true. You don't know what you got until it's gone. That's 100% true. And the goal is sometimes you have to value it while you have it. The goal is you need to value it while you have it, because guess what? All too soon, it can be over. It can be gone.
All right, let me make a quick announcement. Let me make a quick announcement. We got about 3 minutes left. We got about 3 minutes left in the show. And if you want to continue to hear live, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. We're talking to Minister Signal, men cheating and infidelity. So if y'all got any more questions, you need to get on the line, because once those 3 minutes up, we'll be in overtime. And if you're just in the chat room, you'll no longer be able to hear live. But you can stay in the chat room and we can continue to chat. So go for it. I'm just here.
All right, all right. Listen, great conversation. Be a positive influence on something that probably helps you. That's true. I like that. I'm going to just read one of the comments. I see somebody typed in their room. This could be a positive thing as well. Sometimes getting rid of something can finally help you to see how bad things actually were. That is so, so true. Hold on a second. So Into Knowledge asked a question. They said, why is it just men cheating? Why not cheating in general? Today, this week, was about men cheating. We're going to go into women cheating and focus on the issues that affect women and why women cheat. We're going to do that next week. Okay?
Let me say something to why men cheat. You got to understand this shit. Because in my opinion, history shows you that the man's meant to have more than one woman, especially the black man, the way we used to live in Africa, right? And I'm saying that. The fact that when we've got one woman in this society, you know, the black man wants fresh, you know, he wants fresh. The main reason why a man cheats in 2013 is because he wants fresh pussy. He wants fresh fresh women, fresh pom-pom. You see what I'm trying to say? And because of the lifestyle that we've had in the past, it's just hard for us to stay with one woman in this society.
Really? Really? Please tell me you did not just say that. Really? Isn't that the whole point of marriage? Isn't that the whole point of relationship, period? Is that when you get into it with one person, you stay with that one person. And you're going to stay with that one everything for life till death do you part.
The problem is,
I don't understand that right there.
You're not a man, sister. I'm saying why it happens. I'm saying the reason why men cheat is because they were looking for fresh pussy because they're bored of the sex. It's not a matter of, it's not a disrespect onto the woman, you know. It's just that the man...
It is disrespect if you're going to go out somewhere and you done told me you're going to be with me, but then you decide, oh, I don't want yours anymore, so I'm going to go get something fresh? Really? Really?
That's what it is, this though.
And that's the key right there. I'm going to save you, man, because I'm going to save you. You look like you're about to get cut up out here, man. Hold on one second. This is what I got to say. This is the case. If you're in a relationship, if you make a vow to a person and you say to that woman, I promise and I vow to be with you and only you, and you decide to cheat later, that's a cheating. That's a violation of what you said. You violated her trust and you made her, regardless of the key, this is what I say. The men, this is what I say. Hold on one second. This is what I say to men who say that they can't be faithful. Why are you getting married? Don't get married. There's a lot. You can date all day long, all the different women you want to, but you just make it clear, saying this is not going to be, this is not a long term. We had somebody on here earlier who told every, he made it right up front. This is not for love. I'm with you now because I just want to go out. I want to date. This is for sex. This is why we're together. When you say that, you make that clear. If you want to play the game, play the game. Don't tell a woman, let's get married. Say I do. Set her up for monogamy and then walk away. That's wrong. We cannot do that.
Brother, all I'm speaking to the question with the name of the broadcast tonight is why men cheat. And I'm saying want fresh pussy. Yeah, I said they want fresh pussy, isn't it? They want a fresh woman. They want something new.
That was the number one reason that we had.
Hold on, brother. Yeah. Brother, I know plenty of brothers who, their woman's nice. But they cheat with a woman lesser than their woman.
Exactly. That's true. You're not saying nothing new. I'm telling you, that's 100% true. You're right. There are a lot of men right now because, and if you look at our entire society, it's all built on quantity. They say, guess what? Women are supposed to be just an object that all you're supposed to do is sleep with. Yeah, you take care of them. Yeah, they might have your back, but the goal is sex. That's what you want. I want sex, I want sex, I want sex, and I want sex as I can get from as many people as I can get it from. Uh-oh, somebody got shot. But this is the goal. What we got to remember is this. Once you decide to say I do, all of those excuses, all of those other reasons, you got to exercise self-control. I've been married for 13 years. Will you get bored sometimes? Of course. Will you get bored? Will the grass look green on the other side sometimes? Yeah, it might look green on the other side. You might not like the way she makes you feel sometimes, but guess what? That's what marriage and that's what love is. Everything's not perfect. Guess what? She's going to be bored with you sometimes too. She's going to be tired of looking at you. When you're not all in shape like you used to be, yeah, it might be the same thing. But love says, in a marriage it says, I value you enough to fight through those urges or those feelings that I might have temporarily. And I say, guess what? I value you enough for me to get it together. Hello? Did I lose you? I think I lost him. I lost him. I think he's gone. Okay. That's all right. But everybody out there, I just want to tell you all again, I really appreciate the time we play. Oh, muted? Maybe he's muted. Am I muted?
No, sir. You're good.
Oh, I thought I was muted. Okay.
No, he got the
shot
down and the taser.
Okay. Somebody, he got shot. We let him go.
Yeah.
Oh, make sure you're on the range. Okay. I got it. Listen. But it was good. Listen, a great conversation, great words from everybody. Really appreciate it. I encourage everybody to check out our Facebook page, Two Hearts, One Road. Check it out. We'll be doing just a lot of things, a lot of common sense, practical things to try to encourage marriages and try to get everybody else just bringing it together. We're trying to go to war against divorce. It's prevalent right now. People are easily walking away from marriage. Check out Two Hearts, One Road. It'll give you some things that will help you, some basic tools to help encourage your marriage and help you get to where you need to be in the marriage. All right? So check it out, Two Hearts, One Road.
All right, before you get out of here, Minister Signal, I know we're like, we're 30, 34, well, no, we pretty good. But we're going to go on and let them get their last words in because we do have a lot of individuals on the switchboard. So we're going to let them go ahead and get their last words in, and we're going to start with Mr. Allfax.
Mr. Allfax, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great show. I'll be able to catch y'all on Thursday. I don't have a show on Thursday, so I'll definitely can be able to, you know, listen to you guys on Thursday night. Great topics.
Awesome.
Everything you were saying tonight, usually I disagree with a lot of people, but you was on the money. I appreciate you for, you know, asking questions straight up, and I'm looking forward to getting the dialogue with you. But I just want to say something. I brung up that, but, you know, y'all was talking about forgiveness and cheating and divorcing, and we were talking about can cheating be forgiveness. Now, if cheating can be forgiven, then why divorce is only permitted for that? That can be a whole nother show. Just keep that in the back of your mind. We don't have to talk about that now. But I just want to say, you know, that's a whole other topic. But I just want to say, man, yes, you fed some knowledge. I learned a lot from you tonight. And I just want to let you know, guys in the chat room, we're going to get on the women later. I'm quite sure he's going to get on them. So, all right, guys, you have a nice one.
All right, hey,
take
I
it
appreciate
easy,
it. Thanks a lot. You have a good night.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank
you. See you later, Mr. Todd. All right, bye-bye. Well,
all right.
Well, here from...
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Minister Signal. Oh, okay. No, just wanted to say I appreciate the time. Definitely, that was a great, Mike, talking. I appreciate the dialogue, the back and forth. I did just want to say that one thing about that adultery piece is divorce is allowed. That's when it's allowed. Do you have to divorce? No. You don't have to do it. He says, except for the cause of adultery, which means if you choose to put her away for adultery, if you want to get divorced, if she wants to divorce you because you committed adultery, that's the one time that they said it was okay to do it. You did not have to. It was not a mandate that you have to. But they said that if, when you did it for adultery, that's when it was okay. All right? But we'll go into that. Just like
all
right. We'll get into that a little deeper. We'll dig in.
All right. The next one up is Supreme. Vote for Supreme, your last word, sir.
Yeah, sorry for the nasty language, brothers. And it was a good dialogue tonight. I know the sisters didn't agree with some of the things that I said, but you know, I'm just speaking the truth, you know. Anyways, good show tonight, brother. So keep it up, brother. And when you back on, brother Eric?
I'll be on tomorrow, regular time, 2 p.m.
All right, brother. We're gonna be discussing.
All right. All right, Supreme, you have a good one. Take care over there in the UK, man.
Peace.
Peace. All right, Miss Lady T, you up.
All right, it was a good show. It was good. I learned a lot, and I definitely cannot wait till next week till he gets on the women, because I definitely want to hear what that's going to be all about. It was good talking to everybody. I've listened to the show back and forth a few times, so, you know, I'm pretty familiar with a lot of everybody's voices and stuff, but it was good, and I definitely will be tuning in next week to hear what he says about the women.
I like it. Okay, I appreciate it. I hope you guys have some input.
No, definitely. Definitely
okay.
We'll have some input.
All right. That's all right. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to it, okay? Thank you.
All right.
All right. Miss Ngunye. Ngunye. I'm going to get your name right, so, darling, I am.
It's Ngoni.
Ngoni. You tell me this 2-3 times a day, and I still can't get it right. But
it's
I tell
okay.
you.
It's confusing because they call me Ngonia, because that's my, you know, icon on the Internet. But anyway, as usual, great conversation. The only thing I want to say is in the beginning when we first started talking about monogamy as it relates to the Western society, Pianki put in there not true what I was saying, and I think he misinterpreted because I wasn't saying there was a preponderance of things. I was giving an example of one family's experience with having more than one wife.
Yeah,
and more than one family. So I just wanted to straighten that out.
I got you, and I can
okay.
back you up on that one. Just a lot of people I've come in contact with in Iraq, again, I got to go back there, and I'm heading off to Afghanistan here soon. I hear the same thing from a lot of the men there. Even though they have multiple wives, multiple families, they said there's so much jealousy involved in the relationship, or there's a lot of conflict between the wives and the wives' children, that it made it almost unbearable. And this is for people who this is a regular part of their culture. So I can back you up on that one. I definitely can. But thank you for calling in. Please have a great night.
All right, Minister Singer, it's just me and you now. So
Your final words, sir, before we get up out of here.
All right. To everybody right there, again, thank you very much. Please listen to us again next Thursday. We're going to get them come out. We're going to make a phone call. We're going to put it all in. We're going to get it all together. So get your comments ready. Remember, we're going to be talking about why women cheat, the reasons that they cheat. Again, not it's not a license, but we're looking at reasons that it actually happens. All right? Again, Two Hearts, One Road on Facebook. Please check us out. All right? We're looking forward to you, and I'm looking forward to talking to every single one of you again. Thank you so much, Mr. Talk. I appreciate it. And God bless your brother.
All right. Thank you. No problem. All right. I want to say a special shout-out to Minister Signal. And like I said before, this will become a permanent show here on Thursday night at 7 p.m. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Tomorrow, the regular show, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. We're going to do Love Languages, Part 3. Hopefully we'll try and get some clarity because we did part one and two, and it's been hectic, to say the least. So we're going to work on part three tomorrow. I'm sorry. So make sure y'all check the show, Central 3 Eastern 12 Pacific 1 Mountain Time. All right. Don't forget, stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Or if you want to leave any comments, stop by there and leave it. Or send me an email, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at gmail.com. You can do that also. All right, y'all. Well, it's been a good one. I enjoyed the conversation, and I can't wait till next week when we put together Why Women Cheat. That should be a good one. That's for dang on sure. Well, y'all, we got to get up out of here. Y'all know what time it is. Sandal time. Anyway, next week we will go ahead and have a two-hour show just for those that want to know. So, anyway, till tomorrow, y'all. Y'all be good. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We out of here.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah, love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah.